Good evening, friends, and welcome to part two of our evangelism training series.
大家傍晚好，欢迎来到第二部的这个布道训练。
We are just beginning some exciting lessons in which we will learn how to win our friends and our family for Christ.
我们开始学到一些课，如何赢得我们的家人、我们的朋友到基督那里。
This evening, we're going to talk about friendship evangelism.
这个今天晚上我们会说到的是友谊布道。
How do I reach out to those around me?
我如何伸出援手去帮助我周围的人呢？
And we'll cover this over two parts.
我们会以两部来解释这个。
So before we begin this evening, let's once again ask God's presence to be with us.
我们开始前方我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you so much this evening that we can once again learn more about you.
天父上帝，感谢你，我们能再次更了解你。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would empower us.
求你圣灵充满我们。
That you would change our hearts tonight.
改变我们的心。
And that you would help us to understand how to reach others in a more effective way for you.
帮助我们了解能够更有效地赢得圣灵。
We ask for your blessing now. We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名要求你的赐福。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to begin with a warning.
我要以一个警告开始。
What you are going to learn in this session.
你今天会学到的。
What you are going to learn in the rest of this series.
你整个系列所学到的。
Once you learn these things.
你学了这些东西呢?
Once you learn how to witness for Christ.
你学如何为耶稣做见证。
You then become responsible.
你就有这责任。
You become accountable.
你有这负担。
And you become accountable to God for the souls that He puts in your path.
上帝把那些圣灵放在你的道路，你就有这些责任。
Once you go through this course, there is no turning back.
当你进入这训练的话，你就没有回头路了。
So if you want to go, now's the time.
所以你要走的话，现在就是时间。
If those of you watching want to stop, you better turn it off now.
如果你们在看这录影的话，如果你要停止，你现在就要按停了。
Otherwise, God is calling you. He's holding you responsible to use the things that you learn.
否则上帝在呼召你，还要你使用你所学习到的。
How many of you are up to the challenge?
你们谁要接受挑战呢？
No one wants to leave.
没有人要离开吧?
You're not going to turn off the TV if you're watching the DVD.
如果你在看录影的话，你不要关掉电视啊。
I knew you would be ready.
我知道你会预备好。
I want to start with a brief cartoon, just a scenario.
我要一个卡通做个开始。
There's a story of a man who's sitting at the mall.
一个人坐在这个购物广场。
And he's waiting for his wife to finish the shopping.
他在等待他太太。
And another man comes up to him and has a Bible tract, a gospel booklet.
一个人来到他面前，有一个这个福音的这个单张。
And he says to the man, Sir, perhaps as you're waiting for your wife to finish her shopping, you would like to prepare to die.
他对这个人说，可能你在等待你太太购物完的时候，你可以预备如何死。
We think that might be kind of funny.
我们觉得有点好笑。
But it's often the way that we do evangelism today.
但是时常的我们布道也是这样子。
There's another interesting cartoon.
一个卡通说到。
And it shows a man who is drinking some alcohol and smoking cigarettes.
所以看到一个人在喝酒抽烟。
And another good Christian brother looks at that man and he says, that man looks like he needs to have a gospel tract.
这里一个人是个基督徒。他就说，这个人看起来他需要一个福音的单张。
And so he creeps up on the man, he sneaks up on him.
所以他就偷偷摸摸的到他后面去。
And he jumps up on his back and says, Bonsai!
他就跳在上面说 Bonsai!
Now, many of you in Asia here, you know what Bonsai means, right? It means attack.
在Bonsai 这个就是攻击的意思。
And he says to this man, believe or die.
他就对这个人说，你不信你就死。
Take my track and believe.
拿我的单张并且相信。
And the man throws him off and runs away.
就把他摔在地上就跑掉了。
And then the man who was left behind says, well, at least I sowed some seeds.
留下来的基督徒就说，至少我撒了一些种子。
How many of you have had this experience before?
你们谁曾经有这个经验呢？
Have you ever done this?
你曾经做过这样的事吗？
You know, many times we feel like we have to share the entire Adventist message with someone, and 5 minutes.
然后说我们认为我们需要在5分钟里与别人分享整个富林的信息。
It's called bonsai evangelism.
这就是攻击性的布道。
Give it your all.
就是全力以赴。
Do it or die.
你不做的话你就死。
And many of us have had terrible results with this kind of experience.
很多时候我们经历了这种东西有很不好的结果。
I know many times I've done it. When I was a new Christian,
当我是新的基督徒时候,
I would invite people over to my apartment.
我邀请别人到我屋里,
and I would give them a Bible study for 3 to 4 hours at a time.
给他们一个3到4小时的查经。
And then I wonder why they never would come back.
然后我在想为什么他们不要回来呢?
That wasn't a very wise thing to do.
不是一个很有智慧的事情。
So the question is, how do we win people the way that Jesus did?
所以问题是我们如何像耶稣这样赢得神灵?
You know, it seems in the Adventist church today, there are two extremes.
似乎在富林信徒教会有两个极端。
There's those that practice bonsai evangelism.
有一种是 做出这个攻击性的布道,
that's one extreme.
这是一个极端,
and then there's the other extreme.
另一个极端呢?
Where people say, well, I will go to church every week and that will be a witness to my neighbor.
人们说我每个星期六我就会去教会，这是向我的邻居做见证啊。
I won't say anything to anyone.
我不需要说任何东西。
I won't witness to people that I meet.
我不需要向我认识的人做见证。
I'll just let my life be a silent witness.
我让我生命做一个沉默的见证。
Have you heard people say that before?
你没听过人说过这样的东西?
Do you think it's important to be a silent witness? Yes or no?
你说做一个沉默的见证是好的吗?
It's very important.
是非常重要的。
In fact, it's one of the most important things we can do.
是几乎是一个最重要的一个环节。
But do you think that's all God wants us to do?
但是这只单单是上帝要我们做的吗?
Not at all.
并不是。
God wants us to be an active witness.
上帝要我们是活跃的这个见证人。
The man says, my neighbor sees me go to church every Sabbath.
那人说邻居每个星期看到我去教会。
He sees me come out of the house every week at the same time with my suit on.
每个星期同样的时间看到我穿着我的大衣出家。
He sees my wife in her Sabbath dress and the children all dressed up.
看见他太太在他那个安息日的这个衣服里。
At 9 o'clock every week, he sees me come.
每天的早上9点他都看见我。
And if he wants to know anything more, he'll ask me.
如果他要知道任何事的话, 他一定会问我的。
Friends, that is not what God has in mind when he thinks about evangelism.
朋友啊, 上帝想到布道的时候, 他不想想到如此的东西。
I want to tell you a story.
我要告诉你一个故事。
About a man that I met in Colombia.
关乎到我在哥伦比亚遇到了一个人。
Colombia, South America.
在北美洲。
He was a native there.
在南美洲他是当地的人。
I was on a mission trip.
我在一个短期的这个宣教活动。
And I was in a grocery store shopping.
而我在一个超级市场采购。
And I heard him say behind me, hello, how are you doing? In perfect English.
我听见他用完美的英文对我说, 你好吗?
And most people in Colombia do not speak English.
哥伦比亚的人大多数不说英语。
So I turned around and I began to talk with him.
所以我就开始对他说话。
And I asked him, what are you doing here?
我问他你在这里干嘛?
He said, I am actually from America.
他说我其实是从美国来的。
He said, I was born in Colombia.
他说我在哥伦比亚出生。
But 3 months after I was born, my parents moved to the United States.
3个月之后我的父母就搬家去美国了。
And he said, I'm a soldier in the U.S. Army.
他说我在美国是一个士兵。
And he said, I'm on a special mission while I'm here.
我在这里是有一个特别的任务。
He was training the Colombian army how to track down the drug traffickers.
还训练哥伦比亚的军队如何去抓那些贩毒的人。
And so I began to ask him about his soldiering experience.
我开始问他一些他这个训练人的经验。
And it was very, very top secret.
非常的机密的事。
So as we talked and engaged in conversation, I asked him about his family.
所以当我们交谈的时候，我问起他家庭的事。
And he became very sad at that moment.
他开始非常的伤心。
He said, actually, right now, I'm going through divorce and my wife is wanting to leave me.
他说现在我在经历这个要离婚的状态，我的太太要离开我。
And so I did my best to sympathize with him, telling him I'm sorry.
我就开始怜悯他，我就告诉他对不起。
And so we engaged in conversation for quite some time.
所以我们就交谈了一段时间。
Then he asked me the question, what are you doing in Colombia?
他就问我你在哥伦比亚要做什么呢?
And I said, well, it's very interesting that you should ask that question.
我就问他很奇妙的为什么你问我这个问题。
I said, I'm actually here on a Christian mission trip.
我说我在这里是一个基督教的这个宣教活动。
He said, really?
他说真的吗?
I said, yeah, I said, I'm speaking on Bible prophecy.
我说真的，我是在讲到圣经的预言。
And I'm explaining from the prophecies of the book of Revelation why the things are happening in the world that are happening.
从启示录的预言中解释世界的脉象。
I said, I'm talking about how the Bible is relevant for our lives today.
我说我在解释圣经对我们现今社会有什么关联。
He said, that sounds very interesting.
他说这个非常有趣。
And then he said this.
他就说这个字。
He put his head down.
他低下头。
And he said, I don't think that God could ever forgive me for the things that I've done in my life.
他说我觉得上帝永远也不能饶恕我所做的事。
Now do you think that that was a signal for me, yes or no?
你觉得这是不是像我的 向我打了一个信号啊,
that was a great signal.
是一个非常大的信号。
My little evangelistic antennas went up.
我这个布道的这个感觉啊开始起来了。
So then I said to him this.
所以我就这样对他说。
I said, let me tell you what you need to know.
让我告诉你你应该知道了。
I said, let's turn to Revelation 13 and look at the mark of the beast.
我说你看启示录13章看看兽的印记。
And so I explained to him all about the mark of the beast.
我就跟他说兽的印记的事情。
And then I went to Daniel 7. I said, let me tell you about the Antichrist of Bible prophecy.
我就告诉你但以理七章里的敌基督。
And then I went to Exodus 20 and said, if you just understood about the Sabbath, which day is the Sabbath, it would solve all your problems.
然后就到出埃及记20章就告诉他,如果你知道安息日是哪一天的话,你就会解决你所有的问题。
How many of you think that's what I did?
你觉得这个是我做了吗?
I didn't do that, did I?
我当然没有这样做。
In fact, what I did was I responded with a question.
我做的是我是以一个问题回答。
You see, I didn't do bonsai evangelism, okay?
我没有做这个攻击性的布道。
Are you guilty of doing that?
你有时候会这样做吗?
I'm guilty.
我当然有时候会这样做。
But I've learned many things since then.
但是我学习了很多东西。
Instead, I responded with a question.
我一个问题来回答。
I said, why is it that you think God could not forgive you?
我说你认为为什么上帝不能饶恕你?
You see, I could tell him all about the love of God.
我可以跟他说上帝的爱。
I could tell him what I think he needs to hear about God's forgiveness.
我可以跟他说了所有关于上帝的饶恕的事情。
But before I tell him anything, I need to understand why he's experiencing that feeling in his life.
但是在我问他之前，我要去了解为什么他如此的说。
You see, Jesus was a master at asking questions.
耶稣是一个问问题的一个大师。
If you read through the Gospels, you'll find that Jesus asked many, many questions to different people.
如果你读四福音的话，你可以看到耶稣一直的在问非常好的问题。
And if you will learn the art of asking questions, you will be a master soul winner.
如果你学习如何问问题的话，你会成为一个赢得生灵的大师。
During this course, I'm going to teach you how to ask the right questions.
在这个训练班中，我会教导你如何问对的问题。
The right questions at the right time.
对的时间内做出对的问题。So
I asked Diego, I said, why is it that you feel like God can't forgive you?
所以我就问他,为什么你认为上帝不能饶恕你?
And he began to tell me why. He told me this.
他就开始跟我说,
he said a few years ago,
几年前,
we were in a special place.
我们在一个特别的地方,
and we received orders that there were some drug dealers in this particular village.
有人跟我们说,这个村里有不同的这个贩卖毒品的人。
And our orders were to attack that village and absolutely destroy it.
我们的这个指令就是攻打那个村，然后彻底的销毁它。
When we attacked the village, we attacked it so hard.
当我们攻打这个村庄的时候，我们攻打如此的剧烈。
He said, I was firing machine guns inside the houses.
他说我在家里扫射这个机关枪。
I was throwing hand grenades through the windows of buildings.
我把手榴弹 丢进建筑屋内,
we were firing the rocket launchers into people's homes.
射火箭入他们的家里。
And when the dust settled, when the dust was clear, All we found was that there was nothing in the village except innocent men, women, and children.
当一切结束的时候, 我们只发现无辜的男女和小孩。
He said, I destroyed children as their mothers clung to them in their final moments.
我毁灭了小孩子，当小孩与母亲最后的拥抱时，我毁灭了他们。
And God could never forgive me for that.
上帝永远不能因为这样而饶恕我。
He said, for 3 years after that, I became addicted to drugs just to numb the pain.
三年以来，我一直受毒瘾，我都一直都有毒瘾。 就是为了麻木这疼痛。
And he said, God could never forgive me.
他说，上帝永远不能宽恕我。
Thankfully, I had heard a similar story.
感谢我听过同样的事情。
About a man who was a machine gunnist during the Vietnam War.
关于一个在越南战争做一个机关枪手的人。
This man had killed over 3,000 people, innocent women and children.
他可以说杀害了超过3,000名男女老少，全部都是无辜的。
He had also received Christ in his life.
他也在他生命中接受了基督。So
I told that story to Diego.
所以我对他如此说。
And when I did, his eyes began to tear up. He began to cry.
当告诉这位人这个故事的时候，他开始哭了。
And I told him about God's love for him.
我告诉他上帝对他的爱。
How there's no sin too great that God can't forgive.
没有罪是如此的大，上帝不能饶恕。
And that day, Diego was a different man.
那一天，Diego就是这位人，成为了不同的一个人。
Today, people need to hear about Bible prophecy.
今日人们需要听到圣经的预言。
They need to hear about the Sabbath.
他们要听到安息日。
They need to hear the health message.
他们听到健康的讯息。
And about the mark of the beast.
也要听到兽的印记。
They need all those things.
他们需要这一些事情。
But before you can share those things with them,
但是在你与他们分享这些事情之前,
they need to know about Jesus.
他们要先认识耶稣。
And his love for them.
并且他们是耶稣的爱。
And when you share the love of Christ with other people, it will melt their heart.
当与别人分享基督的爱时, 他们心将会融化。
I want to share a statement with you.
我要与你分享一段摘录。
From the book Ministry of Healing.
在服务真权。
And it says that Christ's method alone will win souls.
所以说唯独基督的方法会赢得生灵。
First, he mingled with them, desiring their good.
第一，他是与他们, 交流。
Then he showed his sympathy for them.
第二就施展他的怜悯。
He ministered to their needs, and then he won their confidence.
第三就要接触他们的需要，并且赢得他们的信心。
So this is the method that Jesus used when winning souls.
这是耶稣在赢得生灵时用的方法。
She says first that he mingled with people desiring their good.
他说一开始与人交流，要他们得益处。
In other words, he interacted with people. He spent time with people.
他与别人花时间。
Can you think of a way in which Jesus spent time with people in the Bible?
你可以在圣经里给我一个例子，耶稣如何与人交流吗？
What kind of places did Jesus go to?
耶稣去了哪些地方呢？
He went to people's homes, didn't he?
他去了别人的家，对吗？
He accepted people's invitations for dinner.
别人请他去享用晚餐的时候，他也是去了。
And many times the Pharisees would accuse Jesus of participating or spending time with tax collectors and sinners and all the worst people of society.
很多时候法利赛人都说耶稣与这些罪人啊、税吏、这些社会上最坏的人吃饭。
But Jesus knew that it was these very people that needed to hear the message of his love.
但是耶稣知道就是这些人才需要听到他的爱。
And so he spent time with people.
好，与这些人花时间。
And if we want to win souls for Christ, we also need to take the time to spend with people.
如果我们要赢得生灵，为基督赢得生灵的话，我们也要与别人花时间相处。
You know, oftentimes it's very, very easy for us to get inside our little Christian bubble.
很多时候我们很容易的就进入到我们这个基督徒的这个泡泡里。
Our little sphere of good, especially good Adventist people.
我们这个小小的这个福灵信徒，好福灵信徒的框框。
And when we go out into the town or whatever, we see the people that are out there in the world, and we kind of become distanced from them.
当我们去镇上啊，我们去城市里，我们看到不同的人的时候，我们
You know what I'm talking about? It's easy to get in that mindset. But that's not what Jesus did. The people that needed to hear his message the most is exactly where he was. He met people on the streets. And you know, normally if we met someone on the street and we got to talk with them, we would invite them to our home for food. But Jesus didn't have a home, so he invited himself to their house. And it always worked for him. Now, that may not be the best thing to do now. But Jesus, of course, was special. But Jesus spent time with people. He didn't care what others thought.
耶稣一边花时间，他不管别人怎么样想。Then
it says that he showed sympathy for them.
他就说他施展，他表现出他的怜悯。In
other words, he took the time to listen to their problems.
就表示说他花时间听他们的痛楚。
You know, I don't know how it is here in Asia.
我不知道在亚洲如何。
But I know in America.
但是在美国。
Many of the churches are this way.
很多的教会都是这样的。
We come to church on Sabbath morning.
我们在安息日早上来到教会。
And we greet the brother.
我们就对弟兄说,
Good morning, brother. Happy Sabbath.
安息日快乐。
How are you today?
你今天怎么样?
It's good to see you here.
非常高兴见到你。
And then we go away.
然后我们就走了。
And if the brother says, well, I'm not doing too good.
如果那个兄弟说, 啊, 不是太好,
many people, not all people, but many people.
很多人, 不是每个人, 可是很多人,
they'll say, well, you know, I'd love to talk to you about that, but I have to do something, I have a duty to do over here for the church.
就说, 啊, 我很想跟你谈这个问题, 但是我有一样东西要先去做。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because many people have the attitude, I have my own problems to deal with. I can't deal with yours too.
很多人有这个态度，就是我有自己的问题要解决，我也不能解决你的问题。
But the Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens.
圣经叫我们共一起的背上别人的负担。
Not only inside the church,
不止在教会里头,
but also outside the church.
也在教会的外面。
Amen? And when we show sympathy with people, and we also, the third point says, minister to their needs. When we do both of these things, it can take a great amount of our time. But is it what Jesus did? We have to be willing to give ourselves for the sake of others. Many times we say, well, I'm too busy. But was anyone busier than Jesus? Anyone here busier than Jesus?
No one.
Jesus never turned anyone away that wanted to talk to him. He never turned anyone away that saw that they had a need and they came to him for help. And that's the mindset that we must also have when seeking to win others.
You see,
the devil has become so wise. He is distracting us so much. He has created a society today in which everyone is so busy they don't have time for others. And we are going very quickly towards this mindset that you should take care of yourself, take care of your family, and not worry about anyone else. But that's completely opposite of what Jesus said, right? The world is going further away from this idea. Because it is becoming more and more un-Christ-like. You know, what I found is that many times when I help other people with their problems, it helps me with my problems. Because many times we all deal with the same problems. They're all just a little bit different. And what I found is that many of the same problems that other people tell me, I also deal with.
很多时候人问我的问题，他们自己所有的问题，我自己也有。
When God gives me understanding for them, then I can say, hey, I need to follow my own advice.
所以当上帝给我一些智慧，如何解决他们问题的时候，我自己知道自己也要跟随我自己给他们的这个忠告。
The spirit of prophecy tells us that when we show sympathy and we minister to people's needs, it will win their confidence.
所以这里说，如果当我们施展怜悯之心的时候，当我们啊帮助别人的需要的时候，我们会赢得他们的信心。
You know, when we minister to people's needs, it may require a sacrifice on our part.
如果我们帮助他们需要的时候，我们可能需要牺牲。
The Bible says, if your brother in the book of James, if your brother is hungry and you say, I'll pray for you without giving him something to eat, what good have you done him?
雅各书说，当你的啊弟兄饥饿的时候，你就说我帮你祷告，你不给他们食物吃。你又做了什么好事呢?
In other words, it may cost us something to minister to people's needs.
我们可能要牺牲来帮助别人的需要。
But will God provide for our own needs?
但是上帝会提供我们的需要吗?
When we look after the needs of others.
当我们照顾别人的需要的时候。
Absolutely.
当然会。
But when we do this, when we take the time.
那当我们花时间。
When we make the sacrifice.
当我们所谓做出的牺牲。
It tells us that we will win the confidence of these people.
告诉我们，我们会赢得这些人的信心。
They will trust us.
他们会相信我们。
They will see us as someone different than what the rest of the world is.
他们会看到我们为与世界不同。
They will see us as someone that cares for them personally.
他看我们如同一个会关心他们的人。
And we can become a channel of God's love for that person.
我们可以成为上帝的管道来给他们上帝的爱。
Once Jesus won the confidence of those people, then he bade them come and follow me.
耶稣赢得他们信心，他就对他们说，跟随我吧。
You see, our problem many times is that we try to get people to follow Jesus before we win their confidence.
很多时候我们是要别人跟随耶稣，可是这是在我们赢得他们信心之前。
We feel like we have to share everything with them as soon as we meet them.
我们感觉到我们一旦遇到他们，我们就要与他们分享所有的东西。
And then instead of drawing people in, we're chasing them away.
而不是吸引别人，我们是在赶他们走。
And then we run after them, and they run faster and faster, and we never catch them.
我们就一直追着他们，他们越跑越快，我们永远追不到他们。
How many of you have ever been fishing before?
所以有去钓鱼啊。
I love to go fishing.
我很喜欢钓鱼。
I love to catch big fish.
我很喜欢抓很大条的鱼。
I always let them go though, because I feel badly for them.
但我每次会释放他们，因为我会觉得很愧疚。
My wife says it's cruel. She thinks it hurts them.
我还觉得非常的残暴啊。
But if you've ever been fishing and you catch a big fish.
但如果你曾经钓过鱼，你抓很大条的鱼的话。
And when the hook is set and he's on the line.
他被当啊鱼被勾到的时候
，What happens if you try to just pull him in the boat right then？
如果你直接想要把他们拉进船里，会怎么样
？Does he just come right out of the water？
他会直接出来吗
？Or will it break the line？
还是他那个鱼钓鱼的线会断掉
？What do you have to do？
要怎么样呢
？You have to pull slowly, right？
慢慢的拉。
And then you let the pull out and you reel in the slack, right? Until the line gets tense again. Then you pull slowly.
然后你就放进去，然后就再拉紧一点，然后就慢慢的了。
And sometimes a fish will take off running, won't it? You ever had that happen?
有时候一个鱼就会直接的游掉。
They fight against you and they swim the opposite direction.
他们往另外一个方向游。
And if you pull too hard,
啊，你拉太大力的时候
，the line will break.
啊，钓鱼的线会断掉。
Sometimes you have to push the button and let the fish run until he gets tired.
有时候我们需要。让那个鱼游到他们累的时候
，and then you reel him in, and he runs out again.
你就把他拉回来，他又再游。
But after a while, what happens?
但是过一会儿，他会怎么样呢
？He gets tired, doesn't he?
他就很累了。
And then when he gets tired, you just reel him in real slow.
他累的时候，你就慢慢的把他拉进来。
And you get him in the boat.
你就放他在船里。
And then you have supper, right?
你就有了你的晚餐。
Or maybe not. Maybe you throw him back and eat some vegetables.
当然不会，可能就把他丢回去吃一些蔬菜了。
But that's what we must do with people.
但是我们对人要这样的做。
Not to chase them away with the mark of the beast.
不是用兽的印记把他们赶走。
But to win them with Christ's love.
而是用基督的爱。来吸引他们
to make them tired with Christ's love in a good way.
让他们对上帝的爱感到累啊，是一个好的方法。
We slowly pull them in.
然后我们就会慢慢的把他们拉进来。
As we win their confidence,
当我们赢得他们的信心的时候
then we can share more and more with them.
我们能够跟他们分享更多。
So the cycle is to make friends first.
所以循环就是我们一开始是做朋友。
Just, you don't even have to talk about anything spiritual the first time or two.
一开始或第一、第二次你不需要说一些属灵的事情。
But look for opportunities.
但是寻找机会。
Win their confidence.
赢得他们的信心。
Serve them, love them.
然后帮助他们，爱他们。
And then share the word to them.
然后与他们分享话语。
Only friends can bring friends to Jesus.
只有朋友能够带朋友到耶稣那里去。
So be a friend to somebody.
只要对别人是个朋友。
Develop trust.
要产生这个信心。
Share and then share God's word.
要分享上帝的话语。
Here's an amazing fact.
这里一个奇妙的真相。
More than 99% of all people will never make a personal effort to come to Jesus.
超过 99% 的人不会自己做出这个努力来到耶稣面前。
Did you know that?
你知道吗?
That means that if we're going to sit in our churches and wait for them to walk through the door, it's never ever going to happen.
就是如果我们坐在教会里等待有人走入教会的门的话这是永远不会发生的事。
Our job is to go after them.
我们的工作是要追他们。
Our job is to go fishing.
我们是要寻求他们，我们的是要钓鱼。
With all the best gear, right?
我们要有所有的最好的器具。
The tools that Christ would use.
耶稣给我们的器具。
I want to share a statement with you.
我要与你分享一个摘录。
It comes from the book Ministry of Healing, page 143.
从服务箴言第143页。
It says there is a need of coming close to the people by personal effort.
所以说我们需要与别人亲近而这是靠个人的努力。
If less time were spent giving sermons and more time were spent in personal ministry, greater results would be seen.
如果更多时间花在个人的这个事工上更少时间花在这个正道方面会有更大的效果。
The poor are to be relieved.
这个贫困的人需要被帮助。
The sick cared for.
受到疾病缠绕的人需要被关怀。
The sad comforted.
伤心的人要被安慰。
The ignorant instructed.
这个无知的人需要被教导。
And the inexperienced counseled.
没有经验的人需要被辅导。
We are to cry with those that cry.
我们要与这些哭泣的人一起哭泣。
And rejoice with those that rejoice.
要与欢喜的人一起欢喜。
Now notice to this promise.
我们看这应许。
Accompanied by the power of prayer and the love of God, this work cannot and will.Not be without fruits.
所以说，通过祷告的能力和上帝的爱，这个工作不会，肯定不会的，没有果子。
That's a powerful thought.
就表示这个工作肯定会有果子，这是非常有能力的思想。
You know, Jesus only preached a few sermons.
上帝只讲过，耶稣只讲过几场道。
But he spent a lot of time with people.
但他花很多时间与别人在一起。
Most of the sermons that Jesus preached were with one-on-one.
耶稣啊讲的讲道通常都是一对一的
or in small groups
或者是在小组内
so the greater work is not preaching
所以最大的这个工作不是讲道
that's the easy part
这是容易的工作
so you know me I'm a preacher I got it easy
所以我是一个讲道的人所以可能我的工作比较容易
I have the easy job you have the hard job
我有这个容易的工作你的工作才是困难的
some of you are thinking I don't know about that
有些人讲，我觉得不会啊。
But you may not be a preacher. God doesn't call everyone to be a preacher.
但上帝不是呼召每个人来讲道。
But he calls everybody to be a soul winner.
但是他呼召每个人要赢得圣灵。
And everybody should put in personal effort.
每个人都要花个人的力量。
So the greater work is for those that go out and reach people one by one.
所以更伟大的工作是那些一个一个去赢得圣灵的人。
So what about the Lord's method? How specifically, what specifically does God say?
而主的方法是怎样的呢
This comes from Testimonies, chapter, volume 7, page 38.
这是给教会的箴言第七卷。
It says, in every city that has entered a solid foundation is to be laid for permanent work.
所以说每个进入到的城市都要一个稳固的基础来为永恒的工作。
The Lord's methods are to be followed.
主的方法应该被跟随。
Now notice what those methods are here.
让我们看看这里所说的这些方法。
It says by doing house-to-house work.
他说要挨家挨户的去工作。
By giving Bible studies in families.
在家庭中给他们查经。
The worker may gain access to many who are seeking the truth.
工作者可以察觉到很多人在寻找真理。
By opening the scriptures.
以打开圣经
by prayer and faith,
以祷告与信心
he is to teach people the way of the Lord.
还可以教导人们主的道路
So in other words,
所以另换句话来说
when we give ourselves to Jesus and we say, Lord, use me to give Bible studies,
当我们献上我们生命给耶稣的时候我们帮助别人给查经的时候
the promise is that we will gain access to many, many people.
应许是我们会得到非常多的人
I'll tell you, every single time I prayed for a Bible study, God gives me one.
我可以跟你说，每次我祷告上帝要给我一个人来查经的时候，都会有。
When I say, Lord, in the morning, I say, Lord, give me somebody that I can witness to.
然后在早上，我对主说，主啊，让我今天有人可以向他做见证吧。
He does it every time.
他每次都做到。
When I was in the airport, ready to come to Malaysia,Just a few weeks ago,
几个星期前我在机场等待来马来西亚时候
before I left my home, I said, Lord, help me meet someone that wants to know more about you.
我离开家之前我就祷告说主啊让我能够遇到一个更想认识你的人
I went to the restroom while we were waiting for the plane.
我们在去上飞机之前我上厕所
It was so exciting.
非常的刺激
When I came out of the bathroom,
我从厕所出来的时候
I was walking and I looked down and there was a man studying the Bible.
我走着走我看到一个人在研究圣经。
And I said, hello.
我就说
My name is Wes.
你好我的名叫 Wes.
And I looked in and I said, that's the best book you could ever read.
我就对他说这个是你能读最好的一本书。
He said, oh yes, I know that it is.
他说我当然知道这是最好的一本书。
And so we began to talk a little bit.
我们就开始交谈。
And he told me what he was studying.
他就告诉我他在研究的事情。
And he said, I'm a pastor in Texas.
他就说我在德州是一个牧师。
I was in California.
我在加利福尼亚州。
And what are the odds that we would meet together?
我们会相遇的机会有多大呢?
Amazing.
非常奇妙。
And I said, it's very interesting because I'm also a pastor.
我说非常的神奇,我也是一个牧师。
I said, have you ever heard of amazing facts?
你们听过奇妙真相啊?
He said, yes, I have.
他说有啊。
He said, I watched that little bald-headed man on TV.
我看到那个光头的人在电视。
He said, I love his show.
我很喜欢看他的节目。
So we just had a good time talking, but then it was time for my flight.
我们有一个电视节目，而我们有一个很好的交谈，我就上飞机了。
I ran back and I got some witnessing material, some DVDs and things.
那我回去有一些这个做见证的这些资料。
And he was so happy to get those.
他非常高兴得到那些。
He said, I'm going to show these to my church.
他说我会把这些给我们的教会看。
He said his church was about 80 people.
他说他教会大概有80人。
And so in just one moment of witnessing, willing to step out,80 people would be reached for God.
如果你愿意用这一刻的见证的话，可能就有80人，你对80人做见证了。
So ask God, God, how can I be a witness for you today?
所以你可以问上帝，上帝，我如何今日为你做见证？
So we're going to break down this statement.
我们开始看这个章节。
She said, by doing house-to-house work.
她说做一个挨家挨户的工作。
Now you may ask yourself the question.
你可以可能问这个问题
How can I do house-to-house work in places where it may be illegal to share with people religiously?
可能在这个地方宗教方面可能你不能每一家每一户都去到他们那里分享
Very simple
非常简单
What are you doing each day of this Bible training camp in the afternoon? There's some kind of training that you're receiving on what is it?
你们每一天下午都在经历一个训练是什么呢
Massage, right?
是按摩的课
You can go door to door
你可以去每一家每一户
And just say, we're with the local youth group
就说我们是在这个当地的青年团
And we are offering free massages, free blood pressure checks, free health screening
我们给你免费的健康检查免费的血压检查甚至免费的按摩
We'll be happy to give all these to you for free
我们非常高兴的这些都提供你免费的提供给你
We're just offering our free health service
我们只是给你我们免费的健康服务
How many of you think people would be open to that?
你们随便为人们都会对这个开放呢
Go to the mall and set up a booth
你可以去这个购物广场设立一个摊位
Offer free massage
有免费的这个按摩
And then have people sign up and say if you would like more or you would like a free health screening We'll come to your home and we'll do it for free.
然后帮别人注册, 如果他们要免费的这个按摩的话或免费的健康检查的话, 他们可以, 我们可以来到你的家。
If it's illegal, you don't even have to mention anything spiritual.
如果是非法的话, 你不需要说到属灵的东西。
But as you win their confidence,
但是当你赢得他们信心的时候,
they'll say to you, who are you with? What do you believe? Why are you doing this?
他们就会很自然地就会问你, 你和谁, 哪一组人在一起? 你是谁? 你信的是什么?
And then guess what?
然后你猜想怎样呢?
That's your opportunity to share with them.
这就是你与他们分享的机会。
We believe that Christ, we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣基督。
And we believe that he cared about people.
我们相信他关心别人。
He loved people.
他爱别人。
He tried to do good for them.
他为他们做好事。
And we as his representatives also want to do the same thing.
所以我们为他们代表, 为他的代表的话, 我们也要做同样的东西。
Do you think that that will impress people?
你觉得这会让人感到新奇吗?
It will reach out to their heart personally.
他会触动他们的心。
Will it?
会吗?
Absolutely.
当然会。
So can you do house-to-house work even if it's illegal in your country to share religiously?
就算你在你国家里要挨家挨户去, 宗教上面分享话,非法的话,你也能做到吗?
Absolutely.
当然能。
Then, as you have the opportunity, as they begin to ask,
当他们开始询问的时候,
What do you believe? Why are you so happy all the time?
他们问你为什么你医治得这么开心?
Why is it that you're so kind all the time?
为什么你医治得这么善良?
Well, let me share something with you.
哦,与你分享一个东西。
Jesus has changed my heart.
耶稣改变了我的心。
He's given me happiness and joy in my life.
在我生命中给我的喜乐,给我的平安。
If you would like, I can also share with you the same thing.
如果你要的话, 我也会与你分享一样的东西。
That's your opportunity to share a Bible text with them.
这是你的机会与他们分享一个圣经章节。
And then say, if you like that, I'm happy to share more with you.
他说, 如果你喜欢的话, 我可以与你分享更多。
How many of you can think of someone right now that you could do this with?
你们谁现在可以想到你可以与某个人做到这件事呢?
Very, very easy.
非常容易。
And then it says pray with people.
这里说与别人一起祷告。
You know, prayer changes lives.
祷告可以改变生命。
We're going to talk a little bit about, more about praying with people tomorrow.
我们明天会说到更详细的说到与别人一起祷告。
But I found many times that people who were maybe a little bit resistant or angry,
但是我发现很多时候这些有抗拒感非常愤怒的人,
I've offered to pray with them and it changed their whole heart.
我与他们祷告的时候他们的心完全被改变,
and then share in faith what God can do, what he can do for them and what he's done for you.
以信心分享上帝为你做的事, 而告诉他们基督能为他们做的事,
and then you're able to share God's way with them, the Bible.
你就能与他们分享上帝的道路, 就是圣经。
So knocking on doors,
所以你可以去敲门,
is a great way to win people.
这是一个非常好的方式来赢得生灵。
If you can't share spiritually, share health.
如果你不能在宗教上, 属灵上分享的话, 可以先分享健康的讯息。
Notice this statement here.
可以看看这里的一个摘录。
The book Christian Service,
在基督,
page 116.
基督的服务真权。
It says, go to your neighbors one by one.
这是基督教服务,就是说跟你的邻居,
go knock on their door,
去到你邻居的家门,
and come close to them,
敲他们, 亲近他们,
until their hearts are warmed by your unselfish love,
直到他们家,
sympathize with them, pray with them,
与他们, 有这个怜悯之心, 与他们祷告,
watch for opportunities to do them good.
寻找机会为他们做好事。
If they're out in the garden,
如果他们在园里,
pulling the weeds,
在拔这个野草,
what should you do?
你应该怎么样做呢?
Go pull some weeds.
也帮他们一起拔这个野草啊。
If they're outside working on the house,
如果他们在, 修补这个家里,
what should you do?
应该怎样呢?
Go on the house.
也和他们一样去帮助他们修补这家。
I see you over here working today.
我看到你在这里工作。
I'm your neighbor and I thought maybe I could help you.
我是你的邻居, 我想我可能可以帮助你。
Is there anything I can do for you?
我有什么东西能够帮助你吗?
And the first time they may look at you funny. 第一次，可能他们很奇怪的眼神看着你。Why do you want to help me?
为什么你要帮助我?
You want to pay, want me to pay you?
你要我给你钱吗?
Or you want to steal something from me?
还是你要偷东西啊?
And say, oh no, I just want to help you.
我就说,没有,我只是想帮你。
And they may say no the first time.
他们可能第一次说不要。
But then go back the next time, a few days later.
但是几天后再回去。
And say, you know, I'd really like to help you.
所以我真的很想帮你。
I promise I won't steal anything.
我可以保证你,我不会偷东西。
And you don't have to pay me anything.
你不需要还我任何的钱。
I just want to be your friend.
我只是要做你的朋友。
And they'll let you.
啊,他们就会帮,
it may take a few times, but they'll let you.
可能需要几次,
so watch or look for opportunities to do them good.
所以寻找机会如何帮助他们?
And she says, as you can, gather together a few together and open the word of God to their darkened minds.
她说,你能的时候就聚集几个人在一起,向他们展开圣经的章节。
When you've won their confidence, they will ask you the question, ultimately, it may take some time, why are you different?
当你赢得他们信心的时候,他们最终会问你的问题是,为什么你不同?
That is your opportunity to share with them.
这是你的机会与他们分享。
Look, bake some bread or some cookies.
可能可以烘一些面包啊,这些饼干啊。
Who doesn't like cookies, right? You all like cookies?
你们都喜欢吃饼干嘛?
Bake some cookies and take them to your neighbors.
烘一些饼干去给你的邻居啊。My
wife made some cookies and bread.
她还会做一些饼干啊,会做一些面包。
And we took it to our neighbors.
我们拿给我们的邻居。
And now she's doing Bible studies with two of our neighbors.
现在她与我们两个邻居做查经。
And she's sharing God's truth with them.
她与他们分享圣经的话。
We just became friends with them.
我们刚刚与他们做朋友。
And God takes care of the rest.
上帝会照顾一切。
Visit the sick.
去探访那些生病的。
Go to the hospital.
去医院里,
you know, many hospitals have an opportunity where you can be like a volunteer.
你知道很多医院里你可以做这个所谓的义工。
Sadly, many people are in the hospital alone.
很多人在医院里是单独的。
Maybe sometimes they don't have family or friends.
可能他们没有朋友,没有家庭。
Go to the hospital and be a volunteer.
去医院做义工。
Visit those people in their rooms.
在这些人的房里去探访他们,
bring them some flowers or something nice.
可以带给他们一些花朵啊, 给他们一些好的东西,
and just be loving to them.
对他们施展你的爱心。
And people, when they are sick, I know this because I had cancer last year, was in the hospital.
我们生病的时候, 我知道, 因为我去年得了癌症, 我在病床上。
But when people are sick, their hearts are more open.
当别人生病的时候, 他们的心会更开放。
And it's your opportunity to win them.
就是你的机会赢得他们。
Even if they do have family.
就是他们有家人。
When the family sees you visiting their loved one.
当家人看到你探访他们的所爱的人的。
And when they know that you're a volunteer for the hospital.
他们知道你是医院里的义工的时候。
Do you think that will impress them?
你觉得这会让他们感到非常惊讶吗?
You'll win their confidence.
你也会赢得他们的信心。
And they'll say, thank you for visiting my family member.
他们会对你说, 谢谢你探访我的家人。
What is it that I can do for you?
我怎么能帮你呢?
And you can say, why don't we visit together sometime?
我就想,为何我们不探访对方呢?
Come to my home and I'll fix a meal for you.
来我的家,我可以请你吃饭。
And we'll become friends.
我们可以做朋友。
Isn't that amazing?
是不是很好的呢?
How easy is it? How many of you can do that?
我们谁能做到呢?
Any of us can do that.
我们任何人都能做到。
It just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and much prayer.
只需要一点点时间,一点点努力,还有非常多的祷告。
So invite them home, invite them to come over for to your home and show God's love to them.
邀请他们进入你的家,并且施展上帝的爱。
After the confidence is won,
当你赢得他们信心之后,
then begin to share God's word with them.
你才开始分享上帝的话。
It may not be a Bible study at first, a 可能, full Bible study.
可能一开始不是完全的, 研究圣经。
But maybe one day they're feeling sad.
可能一天他们伤心的时候,
and you could say, you know, there's something in the Bible that has always helped me when I felt sad.
你说到圣经中有一个章节,每次我伤心的时候都会帮助我。
Or whenever I found myself angry, there's a Bible text that has always helped me.
每次我生气的时候,圣经,有一个圣经章节总是在鼓励我。
Or when I've had troubles in my life, I found that this would help me.
我每次生命中有困难的时候,我也发现这能帮助我。
And ask them permission. Do you mind if I could share this with you?
他们容许你的时候，你就说我可以跟你分享吗？
Don't be pushy.
不要太过了逼他们。
Don't say, oh, this is what you need.
不要说，哦，这个就是你所需要的。
But rather say, oh, can I help you? May I share this with you?
说我能帮助你吗？ 我能与你分享吗？
It may help you, it may not.
还可能会帮你，可能不会。
But you know it really will.
但是你知道真的会。
But tell them it's always helped me.
但告诉他一直都会帮助我。
How do we reach all people?
我们如何赢得全部人？
Do you think Chinese people are different than Americans?
你会不会觉得华人与美国人是不同的呢？
Yes or no?
会不会？
Very different, aren't they?
当然是非常的不同。
Do you think that Chinese people are different than Mexicans?
你觉得华人与墨西哥人有不同吗？
Yes or no?
有吗？
Totally different, right?
完全的不同。
Very, very different people.
非常非常不同的人类。
But let me tell you this.
但是让我告诉你。
It doesn't matter if you're American.
不论你是美国人。
Or Chinese.
华人。
Or Japanese.
日本人,
or Korean.
或者韩国人。
Or Malaysian.
或是马来西亚人,
or Indian.
或者是印度人。
It doesn't matter where you're from or where you're at.
无论你在哪里。
There's one thing that we all have in common. And what is that?
那是什么呢?
It's our heart.
是我们的心,
right? We all feel the same things. Do Chinese feel fear?
华人会感到恐惧吗?
Do Americans feel fear?
美国人会感到恐惧吗?
Do Chinese feel guilt and shame and pain?
华人会感到愧疚、羞耻、痛苦吗?
Do Mexicans feel guilt, shame, and pain?
墨西哥人会感到愧疚、羞耻、痛苦吗?
We all feel the same thing, no?
我们都感到一样的东西。
No matter who we are or where we're from.
不论你是谁，你从哪里来。
And we all want to be loved.
我们也要被爱。
We all want to experience that feeling that someone cares and will accept us for who we are.
我们要经历别人的这个关怀，别人接受我们。
We all have the same heart.
我们都有同样的心。
So although the cultures may be different,
虽然文化可能不同,
if you can focus on the heart of that person,
但是如果你能专注于那个人的心的话,
then you will win them.
你就会赢得他们。
You will win them.
你就会赢得他们。
I like this statement from the book Gospel Workers.
我喜欢这本, 怀斯姆的摘录。
It says, your success will not depend so much upon your knowledge and accomplishments
说你的成功不是依靠你的知识或是靠着你的成就,
as upon your ability to find your way to the heart.
是靠着你是否能够去到别人的心的那道路。
You don't have to be a great preacher.
你可能不需要做一个伟大的讲道人。
You don't have to be a great evangelist.
可能不需要做一个非常伟大的传道人。
You don't have to be able to give the best Bible study.
不需要可以给最好的查经。
All you have to be able to do is love somebody.
你需要做到的是要爱对方。
That is the greatest thing you can do to win their hearts.
这是你能做到最好的东西赢得他们心。
She continues and says, by being social and coming close to the people, you can turn the current of their thoughts more easily than any other way.
她说你当你有这个人际关系，你与别人亲近的时候，你能更容易的转换他们的思想。
In other words, when you come close to somebody,
当你与别人亲近的时候,
you can change their very thinking.
你能够改变他们的思想。
You can get into their heart.
你可以进入他们的心。
And you can plant a seed for Jesus there.
你可以在那里为耶稣撒下一个种子。
You think this little puppy has won the heart of that little boy?
你觉得这个狗赢得这个小孩的心了吗?
And that puppy, the little boy has also won the heart of the puppy. The puppy will follow him anywhere.
那小孩也赢得这狗的心, 那狗会一直地跟随着小孩。
That little boy is my nephew.
那小孩是我的侄儿。
He's back home in the United States.
他在美国的家里,
but he loves his puppy.
但他非常爱他的这个小狗。
Start with those around you.
以你周围的人开始。
Your circle of influence.
你这个有影响力的这个圈子里。
Remember, I said it before and I'll say it again.
我曾经说过，我也会再次说到。
You can't share Christ around the world.
你不能在全世界分享基督。
Until you can share him across the street.
直到你在对面。
You need to reach your neighbors.
你要先赢得你的邻居,
your friends and your family.
你的朋友, 你的家人,
those around you, your circle of influence, those whom you have contact with each day.
你周围的人，你每天接触到的人。
How do we get to know people?
我们如何认识到人呢？
Ask them questions.
问他们问题。
We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
我们明天会更加详细的讨论。
Share what God has done for you. We'll also talk about that.
分享上帝对你做的事情。
And one of the most important things you can do.
最重要的东西你能做到的。
Guess what?
就是什么呢？
Listen.
就是要听。
You remember many times in the Bible, many, many times.
你记得在圣经中很多时候都讲到。
Jesus said, he that has an ear, let him hear.
圣经耶稣说凡有耳的让他们听见。
God wants us to listen, right?
上帝要我们听对吗？
And look for their needs.
并且寻找他们的需要。
Get out of the box, step out of your comfort zone.
离开我们这个框框。
You know, Jesus was always out of his comfort zone the entire time he was on this earth.
耶稣在这世上一直在他舒服的范围之外。
Jesus was constantly reminded every day of what he left in heaven.
耶稣每日被提醒他在离开天国的事物。
So if Jesus was willing to get out of his comfort zone for us, should we be willing to do the same?
所以如果耶稣愿意为我们离开他这个束缚的范围，我们也不应该为别人做这样的事吗？
Once I've won their confidence,
当我们赢得他信心的时候，
and I shared a lot of different ways on how you can share God's word, but here's another way.
我分享了很多方法如何分享上帝的上帝的话语，可是这是一个不同的方法。
Suppose someone says to you,
可能有人对你说，
I really wonder if there's a God.
我真的在想有没有上帝的存在。
How can I have peace in my life?
我怎么在生命中得到平安？
How do I pray?
我如何祷告？
They may ask any kind of question to you.
他们可能会对向你问很多不同的问题。
Once they trust you,
当他们相信你的时候，
This is what I say to people.
这是我对别人说的。
I've just found this great set of Bible studies.
我发现这个非常好的查经课程。
You know, they look so exciting.
他们看起来非常的刺激。
Many people today are finding hope and encouragement in the pages of the Bible.
很多人现在在今日在圣经中找到非常大的鼓励。
You know, I was thinking about doing them myself, but I don't want to do them alone.
我自己在想，想不想做这些查经的课程？可是我不想一个人做。
I want to see what they're all about. Would you be willing to do them with me?
你愿意与我一起做吗？
Let's just do two or three together, and if we don't like them, we can quit.
我们一起做一两张，如果不喜欢的话，可以不要做了。
But if we like them, we can keep going.
如果喜欢的话，可以一直的做。
How many of you think someone would say yes to that?
你觉得人们会说要吗？
There's no pressure.
没有压力。
They can say no if they want to.
他们要的话可以说不。
It's very, very easy.
非常的简单。
And it's just a small commitment.
也是一个很小的这个时间的献身。
Because you say, oh, we'll just do two or three and then we'll quit if we don't like it.
你说如果不要的话，做一两个就算了。
But most people will love it.
但大多数的人都会非常的喜欢。
And they'll want to keep going.
而他们会继续的要。
Christ's method alone will give true success.
因为唯独基督的方法会给你真正的成功。
And if we use his method, we will see results.
如果我们用他方法的话，我们就能看见成就。
Remember, what is Christ's method?
基督的方法是什么呢？
He mingled with people.
他与人们交流。
He interacted with them.
他与他们花时间。
He sympathized with them.
他施展他怜悯。
He sought to do them good.
他要做好，向他们做好事。
He ministered to their needs.
他帮助他们的需要。
He won their confidence.
赢得他们的信心。
And then he said, come and follow me.
也说，来跟随我吧。
Christ's method alone will give true success.
基督的方法会给你真正的成功。